Apprenticeships, let's talk about them. They can take just as long and be just as demanding as university degrees, but are seen officially as much lower on the scale of qualifications. Industry training organisations are trying to change that, making trade certificates have the same status as a diploma or even a degree. Warwick Quinn is the Chief Executive of Business and Construction Industry Training Organisation. He's here to tell us why it's important that trades are considered in the same way as other tertiary courses. Warwick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jim.
Nice to talk to you. You've been pressing for this for a while now, haven't you?
Yeah, so last 2 or 3 years we've been lobbying for a change in the New Zealand qualifications framework to better reflect the complexity and that relates to, you know, some trades, having them on the framework at a level 4, irrespective of how complex they are, we think sending sort of the wrong signals, and that it ought to be addressed to help reinforce and stop some of the, you know, trade prejudice that exist out there. We know there's a massive prejudice against trades right through the generations, and so this is just another reinforcing of that view, really. I mean, government didn't create that impression, but certainly it helps reinforce it with a framework how it's currently structured.
Right, and the trades need this kind of kudos too, you would argue, I think, Warwick.
Yes, indeed, because we've always been faced with a view that, you know, an academic pathway is the pathway to success, and if you want to get ahead in life, you've got to go to university or get a degree, otherwise you're going to be left behind. And that's simply not true, and we've done quite a lot of work through the Industry Training Federation and others to prove you actually earn the same amount of money over your lifetime, whether you've got a, you know, an apprentice base or an academic base. But the myth still resides, and so we've got this large prejudice against, you know, and, you know, quality education can only be done in university, and that needs to be addressed. We're not saying that, you know, university isn't an option. It's a great option. Please, you know, please don't think that. But what we're saying is don't consider a trade or an apprenticeship as an inferior second choice.
Without getting into the specifics of the levels, because people will understand them, you know, within the trades, but just in general terms, it's not every trade certificate. It's the more comprehensive or complex ones?
That's right. So what we're saying is whatever the qualification you are getting, it should be ranked the same on the framework, irrespective of whether it's a vocational pathway or an academic pathway. It should stand on its own 2 feet through the complexity of the qualification itself and not be plonked on the framework simply because of its name, which is a certificate. Therefore, all certificates sit at level 4. Well, that ought to be addressed. And all degrees sit at level 7, irrespective of how complicated they are. So what we're saying is that they should stand on their own merits and there shouldn't be a prejudice against the way in which you obtain them.
Why do you think this wasn't done a long time ago? Because prejudice against the trades goes back a long, long way, actually.
Yeah, it does. And I don't think it's anything sinister. It's just developed that way and it's got to the stage now where people are looking at it and going, well, it doesn't really reflect what these qualifications are all about. So I'm quite happy that the government's doing what it's doing, but I think the prejudice goes back generations, really, and it's interesting that most countries that have a British-based system, such as Australia, parts of Canada, the USA, New Zealand, all suffer from this prejudice. And I think a lot of that goes back to how the trades were viewed during the Industrial Revolution and during the urbanisation of the UK that happened, you know, early 1900s, late 1880s, etc.
Yeah.
Where, you know, the living conditions were appalling, working conditions were appalling, and, you know, millions left the UK in search of a better life. And my grandfather was a great example of that. He was a miner, and all his colleagues were working in the mines or in the shipyards or in the steel mills or in the factories. And they were run by educated people who, you know, went to university, and it was a privilege to get that sort of education. And they left the UK on the basis that my son, aka my father, was going to university because they couldn't get it in the homeland. And so they came with them a prejudice against the trades or handwork, if you like, working with your hands. And we're seeing a similar thing, Jim, now with the islands. People in the islands are going, my son or my daughter is going to be the first in our family to go to university. And so they're sending them over to New Zealand. Nothing wrong with that. But there's this assumption that's the best pathway, and it may not necessarily be the case.
Yeah, it's still alive and well. Speaking of working with the hands as opposed to working with the mind, I suppose one of the traditional arguments against degrees for trades has been that you could argue that a university nurtures the life of the mind, you know, cerebral explorations. But in fact, some of our best philosophers, Warwick, are tradies.
Indeed. And in fact, it does exercise the mind as well, and that's the myth. The amount of cognitive thinking, the amount of application to new work, it's not repetitive all the time. Every situation's different. You've got to think about it differently and laterally. It's just as alive and well, in an academic pathway as it is in a trade pathway, particularly for the more complex ones.
And in terms of academic rigour in the qualifications themselves, there is considerable rigour in some of these qualifications.
Absolutely. And if you look at the descriptors that relate to some of our more complicated apprenticeships, it's no different to a degree. In fact, you wouldn't know the difference. It looks exactly the same.
Okay. The Qualifications Authority is looking into this at the moment?
Yes, that's correct. They've been consulting on it now towards the end of last year, so 8 months or so, and we're feeling pretty positive about the outcome. We've been pretty close to them and working with them, and we know that we've been heard, and we're very pleased with that. So we're looking forward to a positive outcome in the next 6 months or so.
How's it done overseas? Are there comparisons we can make? Because you say it's, we've been prisoners of Mother England in this respect. They do it a bit differently in Germany, for example, don't they?
They do. So Germany has had the guilds there for centuries. And if you talk to anybody in Germany and in parts of Scandinavia, they do not consider there's any difference between an academic qualification or a trade one. They look at you and question the fact that you're even asking the question. And they've addressed it in Scotland. Scotland has a vocational pathway that links and shows the equivalency of the academic route. And so you can actually see the difference and understand that actually the outcome's the same. So in our proposal, we've gone pretty much down the Scottish proposal with a few changes. But it is cultural in the end, and I think, as I said, I think earlier, I think we'll get a really good outcome out of this review.
Two polytechs are looking out there to actually make degrees that are, in fact, apprenticeships, Otago and Welltech.
Yes, and we like that idea. Degree apprenticeships are becoming more prevalent. They're becoming common in the UK. And if you think about how it works, what we're saying in certain areas, particularly in construction, for construction managers and project managers, having a really strong construction base is often absolutely important to make sure that the job you're looking after, which can be many hundreds of millions of dollars, runs well. And therefore, having an apprenticeship under your belt to start with is helpful. But then going on into the higher levels of education in that regard in the workplace is a great way to develop that skill. So it'll be partially taught by universities to make sure the curriculum is robust, but also partly learned and taught on the job by the employer and assessed on the job, because that's where you can actually see whether the application and what you're learning makes sense. So we can see degree apprenticeships as being a real niche in the market going forward.
Okay, so it's in the hands and in the minds of the qualifications authority. It'll be very interesting to see what happens.
So it will be indeed.
It'll be sooner rather than later.
We hope so. We're thinking it'll be out in the next, 3, 4, 5 months, hopefully maybe before Christmas, but certainly early part of the new year.
Lovely. Thank you, Warwick. Warwick Quinn, Chief Executive of the Business and Construction Industry Training Organisation.